really have become a slut. The thought wasn't nearly as self-deprecating as she imagined it would be, and it didn't stop her from sliding forward so the pressure from the water would more directly stimulate her clit. She closed her eyes as sensations built and visions of their vacation. The physical aspects flowed through her mind. She'd truly been focused on sex this trip, and it had been wonderful, oddly wonderful. She would have giggled if the water's attention on her clit hadn't reduced her vocal abilities to soft moans and made her press her lips together to keep from waking Drew. She'd given him a blowjob on the plane, joined the Mile High Club before they even reached the island, and that had set the tone for the entire trip. They'd had sex in almost every conceivable position in every conceivable location. As Manda considered their afternoon on the beach when Drew had reassured her their relationship wouldn't transition to nothing but the physical by engaging her in a conversation about her studies, and he hadn't even known she'd been afraid they'd become married only in relation to sex. She'd been so overcome with relief and gratitude and happiness that they'd enjoyed each other right there on the beach. She lifted her hips a bit and felt the jet work an even more intense magic between her legs. They'd made love in the rain. They'd done it right out in the open. Sure, it was a private beach, but who knew who might have wandered by?